This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Life gets pretty boring when every day is the same. Take me on a rocket ship to see the Earth from space.
Morning.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm all out of sorts.
Because of your injury. Well.
You are too.
Thank you.
Charlie and I started this session very oddly.
Mm-hmm. Dressing our wounds.
Right.
We both have, and it's not we're sick.
No.
We have wounds, and that's healing.
You say yours.
Okay. I was rock climbing, and I had a callus, and the rock climbing made the callus come off too soon. So now I basically have an open flesh wound kind of on my, like, palm.
And the bandage.
Oh. And the whole thing about having a thing on your palm, it was like, this is a disaster. I can't, like, dress it. Like, your band-aids don't really work for that. And by the way, band-aids barely work in general. Because it's like...
Come on now.
Okay. But you know what I mean? I'm always getting wounds on my hand and I'm like... I don't know what to do about this.
Yeah, you know what's funny? It's like the way that band-aids work, well, sometimes they do work, first of all.
Right.
Like if you have like a ingrown nail or something that you don't want to like
around your nail,
with,
like you're in a good spot for a band-aid.
But also like band-aids really work like psychologically,
in a
huge way.
Yeah.
And like for kids especially, like a band-aid, I don't know what they think is going on there, but like if a kid gets a band-aid, especially with like Paw Patrol on it, like they are happier than before they like got the injury.
It is true that like I remember learning that a band-aid just covered it and didn't help like medically.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, because it's like, okay, then there's the term like it's a band-aid solution.
Right, and you're like, what do they like, mean by that? Like, so it's a good solution and it works really well?
Right. It's like if you think it, if it has Paw Patrol on it, you'll feel better.
Right, exactly.
Is the idea behind it's a band-aid solution.
Right.
And well, it's like, yeah, you can't put a band-aid on like some stuff, but like a lot of stuff, a band-aid is a perfect solution.
Yeah. If you get like a cut on your arm,
like in this case, you use a liquid Band-Aid.
So that's the thing. As I was like, I bet you there's something for this because a Band-Aid would never work. And Celeste was like, well, a liquid bandage. And I was like, I've never heard of that. Nobody else had ever heard of it. I went into the Target, was like, I'm looking for the liquid bandages. And the guy was like, I think that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And then I said, let me take matters into my own hands. And then I found it and I put it on.
Actually,
and it was
amazing. We're in the Target and Charlie asked for a liquid bandage, and I asked for an ice pack because, by the way, spoiler, I twisted my effing ankle, like, just walking on the street like an idiot. And the guy was like, we don't have either of those.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay. And then he was like, unless you check the CVS section of the Target.
Right.
I didn't know that they were in cahoots.
It's like a municipality within the larger Target.
Like, Target is the
empire.
County and CVS is the city.
Yeah, the municipality.
And so then CVS had every single thing we wanted.
Right. And we found it immediately.
We need to bring in our guest.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that our guest is here today. Yeah. He's a really, really, really funny and fun. Mm-hmm. And we're just excited overall. Yeah.
And very well dressed.
Beautiful and glowing, kind of a good vibe.
Good
and
soul.
Yeah, energy. All of it. So
and
why don't
I'm
you
pretty
welcome
sure he donates a lot
of money. Right. So we got his taxes. We know all the stuff.
We know. We ask, people don't know this, we ask every guest we have, let's see your financial statements.
Right.
We need 40%, 40 times
income
to do this.
Right. So let's welcome to the podcast, Devin Walker.
What's up?
Thank you so much for being here, Devin.
I can't clap because of my hand injury.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
You've got that.
There you go.
Oh, you did a good job.
Yeah, but I'm clapping my wrist like a fool.
It sounds perfect.
Thank you. You would never know the difference.
Mm-mm.
Except, hey!
Unless you're watching on the video feed.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
in which case,
those don't work.
You know what? Band-Aid is actually amazing? The acne stickers, Like, oh, really? If that had been available when I was a teenager, like, things would have been really different.
Really?
That is the, it actually is, as a product, like, as good as you can get.
Really?
Like, it, it like, actually eliminates, is it?
Well, or you know
it,
what?
Is it just, like, a
it
covering?
It just covers it, and it, so it covers it for other people, but most importantly, it covers it for you, so you can't futz with it, which does make it much worse.
Sure.
I think it maybe helps a little bit, but not, like, that much.
Yeah.
But it really, like, the thing that makes zits really bad and unsightly is that you, like, futz with it, you try to pop it, you're toast.
Yeah.
I basically was, like, could not do that.
Yeah. Mm.
Right? Yeah. And would always, like, try to pop my zits in, like, the bathroom before class. Mm-hmm. And then would, like, start, like, social studies bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'd be, like,
totally
in my social studies class being, like, covering, like, the corner of my mouth with my hands.
Yeah, just sort of.
Just being, like... And then actually still being like, I'm going to participate.
Hand up.
Raising my other hand and like covering like that side of my mouth. Being like, I just think that when we talk about the Roman Empire, we're not considering like.
I think that a big part about the zit patch is like just trying to transmit to the people around you. Like, I know I have a pimple.
I know
like,
what's going on.
You don't have something on me that I don't have on myself.
Yes. Like, because that's the thing about it that's so embarrassing.
Right. Mm-hmm. And also, like, the specifics of a pimple, not just the fact of them, can sometimes be very upsetting. Mm-hmm. You know? Like,
what do you mean? What do you mean?
I don't know what that means. But
oh, you don't?
I was excited to come on this podcast so we could get into stuff like this. Because you guys really do talk in a way that, like, oftentimes I'm like, I don't think like these two, but I do really like hearing the way that you're, like the way that you process stuff.
Because
we really do just look at the world differently.
Right.
You guys are probably seeing more colors than me.
I'll say
you guys
probably.
No, I
think you're seeing the damn rainbow.
Yeah.
Okay. I know.
Please elaborate on this pimple thing,
like,
because I am.
Okay, it's embarrassing to have a pimple for sure.
Yeah.
Beyond that, sometimes the specific way a pimple looks can be embarrassing.
Totally.
Even more so, like the if it's pus filled, if it's like particularly bulgy,
the
white at the top, right?
You're done.
So the patch says like I have a pimple.
Yep.
It doesn't help with that layer of embarrassment, but it hides the specific. Like sometimes with a fart, you know
what
I mean?
What
like in a relationship, people are like, "Oh, do you fart? Do you not?" And it's like the fact of farting can be gross. Like they farted in front of me. They didn't fart in front of me. If you can get into the fact of it, like okay, you could fart in front of me, like that love. I don't know, like the disrespect or whatever. Get over that.
Sure.
This specific smell can be so disturbing that is like a problem on top of it.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's kind of like the patch is like takes care of like a lot of the.
Yes. So your idea about double embarrassment. It's actually like that's exactly.
Right.
Natalie has this thing about double embarrassment where it's like.
Actually, my friend Dana from college invented it. I can't take credit. But double embarrassing is basically like when you do something really embarrassing and then it highlights a first embarrassing thing you were doing while you did the embarrassing thing.
Oh, actually, it doesn't really.
So, for example, like, if I was, like, saying something really embarrassing when I fell today and twisted my ankle, that would have been double embarrassing. Thank God I wasn't. But if I was, like, singing a song or doing something weird and then fell, and everyone's like, oh, my God, you fell. And then it's kind of like, what were you singing? Like, there's, like, a tension
on
the moment.
You know what's so embarrassing is when you're saying something so, like, banal and it, like, sucks. And, you know, when you're just, like, talking and you're just, like, I love cherries, or actually, I think I just like them.
Right, and then you get hit by a car. Yeah, and then you're like, what was I saying when I got hit by the car?
Like, I think what you said was, I love cherries. Actually, I think I just like them, and that's when the car hit you. It's like totally like double humiliating.
So that's not really like the pimple thing.
No, it's not.
What
were
you thinking?
I don't know.
You were just thinking about the idea of two.
Right. No, I was thinking the fart thing.
And the specific.
No, it's like the fart thing of like, because you fart, and then it's like, and then like a few seconds later, it smells bad.
No, exactly.
Because it's like you fart, you're like, oh my God, let's digest that this just happened.
Right,
and
right.
then it's like, and it's like, you did this.
That's why when I fart, a lot of the time, I'll be like, go.
Oh my God, wait.
Run.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You like, have to be like,
get your family and go.
Right.
Like, get out of here.
Let me take the hit on this part.
Right. Yep.
I had this thing. I was in a sauna recently, and my stomach grumbled. And I was with my friend, and I was like, everybody thought that was a fart. Like, it just sounded like that. And I was like, there's nothing.
Oh, your stomach went like crazy then.
Yeah. Like, he heard it. Afterwards, I was like, did you hear that? He was like, yes, it sounded like a fart. I knew it wasn't. I knew it was your stomach.
Okay.
But
he was like,
crazy.
But it happened. Huh. And it was just my life.
I knew it wasn't a fart.
Yes.
Was it a fart?
No. I'm talking pretty openly. And by the way, like, let me get out ahead of the story. Like, I've farted before.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, period. Blah, 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 blah. What? That's what people always say.
Like, I would say
people are always like, I say when I fart. It's like, I'm sure you do when it's not this bad.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
When, like, it's not in the sauna.
I'm sure there's a world where you do say it.
Farting in the sauna is actually like...
It feels like one of the most kosher places to get one off.
No way. Because no. The air is thick. Because
it's all about the air.
I don't think
everybody's engaging with the air.
But right. I feel like the heat dissipates it in some sort of a way.
No,
is it not like that?
I think it cooks it. We actually have to.
It like serves it up. I know.
I need to like talk about something else.
Okay.
Like, and, by the way, that's my fault.
Yeah.
Hey, it's all good.
That's fair.
Hey.
It was more of a systemic problem.
Yeah. How is your day going? We ran into Devin at lunch.
We all saw each other today at lunch. That was cute. Yeah, we all saw each other at the same place. That was really
cute. What did you get?
Huh? I got the burger.
Yum.
I got the burger. What'd you guys have?
We both got the chicken katsu sandwich.
It's kind of a classic. I feel like that's like really the go-to.
It was cool.
It was. Did I like in situations like that when I see people that I wasn't expecting to see, I get so overwhelmed by it. Like there was. Does it read like that at all?
No. Yes. I'm like, yes.
I'm always.
I didn't think you were handling it well at all.
No, Charlie.
You were losing your cool.
And that's okay because that's.
And a lot of people were saying that and noticing that.
And as soon as I walked away, everybody was like, "Damn, it was fucking weird."
I actually said. I said, he's so sweet.
Yeah, everybody said that.
Everybody said that.
You actually handled it well, and you were on a FaceTime with someone else.
Right.
Showed us Sydney, Washington.
I was getting a FaceTime from our friend Celeste, who I'm assuming, does the podcast know about Celeste? I feel like Celeste is sort of a
canon in the podcast.
A known sort of character.
Yeah. Totally.
But Celeste was FaceTiming me as I was on FaceTime with my other friend.
Right.
And I was greeting our friend Gary, who like was having lunch with us. And then I saw y'all. So it was like so
given. I know so that you actually handled that like so gorgeously.
You had the world. It's like when the queen is like, you know, like the princess. You had the world on your shoulders.
That's how
and
I
you
felt.
Handled it with grace.
Yeah. Thank you.
And when it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
In terms of people saying hi to you.
Yeah. In terms of people greeting
and that
me.
Was pouring out that day.
I get very overstimulated in that kind of situation really fast. Yeah. Or like if it's like raining and I'm holding a bag and then I get a phone call, I'm like, what did I do to deserve a life this challenging?
Absolutely.
Rain is very, very difficult.
Rain is just over. It's you get, you know what it is? You're inside a store. You're holding an umbrella. It was raining. You're holding a bag. And then it's hot.
Mm.
Like, it's hot in the store. That's when I'm like, I need to take off all my clothes and lie down.
Mm. Yeah.
They like that, too.
They let you do that in a store.
They mostly get it.
Yeah. They're like, of course. It's a store. Let me take you to our chambers.
Like, this whole back part is 10% off. And if you need to lie down with your shirt off. Go ahead and do
please,
it.
Please. Right this way. Yeah.
So, anywho, should we do our list?
No.
Oh.
Not yet.
Let's just at least trade
Can
them.
I say something?
All right.
You guys are wearing sweaters the exact color of boy and girl.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's like boy and girl nursery colors.
Actually,
like how you would paint
like
the nursery.
This is the color that you like paint the wall.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
If you find out the
And then
color.
I'm like when you
reveal.
Turn nine.
Yeah.
When like I'm wearing like, a navy
I'm
blue.
Doing, I'm not
yeah,
doing
exactly.
a baby
We're
stuff
We're
no
both
more.
Like in a box
yep.
and it's like a gender reveal party and either you pop out or I pop out.
You're both in the box. It's twins.
Right.
It's either a black man or a white woman. That's one of those things is popping out
black
of the box.
Black man in blue, white woman in pink.
Exactly.
And from that, you'll understand everything you need to know about the baby.
If that were what gender reveals were, I think they'd be so much more excited. Right. Like, that's if you learned the ethnicity
of
the child.
There's a lot more
child,
to it, right? And there's more suspense baked in.
Exactly.
Like, it tells
like,
you more about...
If I could maybe have, a Korean kid...
That would be a party you would go to.
That'd be awesome.
Have you ever been to a gender reveal, either of you?
No.
I'm from Texas, so yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're from Austin.
I'm from Austin,
as in
Texas.
Your hat is saying that to
this
me?
This is Atlanta.
All right, well.
But we can say it's
you
Austin.
You can't fault me for trying.
No, not at all. That's
why
like,
you, for other things
why
like Apple.
Why did you think it was Austin?
Come on, bro.
What about them is
look
similar?
Look at it.
Not
yeah.
seeing it.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing it. I don't know what you're going off of.
So they're doing those there.
Yeah, I feel like you. I mean, Charlie's from New York City, so they're like, I feel like you guys got like a... You guys are too cool for that. You guys are not interacting with
city.
Like that sort of stuff.
We're not doing that kind of
you
stuff.
You guys are not corny
right.
in that sort of way.
Well, and also like I feel like those parties kind of took off. Or were you having them growing up?
No, I do think it's fairly. I feel like it's like since Instagram has existed,
it's newer. It's newer,
and so like which also right. is like coincided with like when I've been old enough to have friends who are like
right.
having
kids, right?
Kids.
Totally.
And so yes, I've been to a gender reveal where it was like, man, what was the thing? I want to say it was like. a dad, he was like throwing a dart at a balloon.
Cool.
I think that's what it was.
And it was like either like blue or pink, like sparkles. Exactly.
Like I think the balloon was black.
Got it.
And then whatever, like confetti or whatever was filled, what it was filled with was the gender.
What a so awesome. Everybody goes, oh, hey. There's not other stuff in that genre of like reveals, and I get why people want to do it.
Well, there's like match day just happened for like med schools.
It's like the things that's like, it's
prom. But not that many people get to do that.
No, that's true.
That's where
I sure that's true. That's selection true. Of folks.
Did
that's
you guys have promposals?
That yeah, had not popped did. Off when I
really?
Was
really in Texas.
Not, I think I'm too old for it.
You might have just missed it.
I think I just barely missed promposals because we didn't have like when I was in like at the
aren't
end
you exactly of, our age.
No, I've got to be like 3 or 4 years older than y'all.
There's a way to find out.
There is.
It's too bad.
It's we too bad.
Find out. I'll start.
Yes,
I'm 30.
I'm 33.
It's exactly what you said.
Yeah. I was like,
it's
I think
exactly
I'm
what
I am
you
3
said.
Or 4 years older
Charlie,
than you
now you don't need to disclose. I think we figured out everything we need to
I'm
know.
I'm 28. But I'm going to be 29 and just like that.
It's coming. Right. Okay, so I'm 3 years older than you and 4 years older than you.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, so I feel like...
When's your birthday?
And that reads dynamically.
I just... That does
February.
February 13th.
How That's was right. it? That's very lucky.
It was nice. Went to Paris.
Nice.
I'm about to go to Paris.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'll send you one of the many lists that people gave me.
Right.
People love to give you lists. A Paris list.
Right. Yeah, they
More
do.
So than any place I've ever been.
You know, people love to be like, it's not fancy. It's just run by this man and woman.
Right.
Yeah. There's two tables. Uh-huh. He's the chef. She's the waitress.
And isn't it like the number one place you don't need a list?
Right. You
like,
can also just walk
like
around.
Just stumble around or whatever. Yeah,
it's like here. There's just like
right.
a fine. Place like, that you can stumble into that's right. awesome.
You just have to like kind of have the vision for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Someone
cool.
did actually, when I was in Paris, ask me what they should do when they go to New York a couple of years ago. And I was like, go to the beach.
Sure.
They were like,
that's
what?
A very funny first thing to
I know.
Say.
That's my first recommendation,
like,
honestly.
And I came back to New York and really, to all my friends was like, what would you tell someone to do here? Like, I really
Wait,
don't.
I have an
this
an-
is interesting.
I have an answer.
Yeah.
Coney Island.
I've never been to Coney Island.
What?
I've lived in New York for five,
Wait,
on 6
bro,
years. I've never
let's
been
go. It's so fun. The Cyclone is amazing. And also you get a lot of New York culture because it's kind of where a lot of Brooklyn
it's
goes
historical.
On like a summer day.
Right, right.
It's like, fun, and then you get like Russian food after, so you get like a fun taste of like a New York subculture. Mm. The train ride is really nice. You take the Q, it's outside. The Cyclone is amazing, as I said. You go on the boardwalk, there's a bunch of guys who have snakes over there, and then you can get like mango with like
are they doing
on
something
it.
With the snakes? Is there any kind of transaction? Like,
yes,
can you take
yes, you can take
a one?
Picture with the snake
okay.
in no, exchange thanks. For money. I'm not too interested in that, and I also worry about the snake's quality of life.
Of course. Yeah,
How
it's
could
not
you
what
not?
The snake wants to be
no,
doing.
No, I don't think so. I don't think they're getting any professional satisfaction from
no.
that.
No, but they're outside on the boardwalk.
Right. But you wonder if they're like, what the fuck is happening? Like, there's so many people holding
To
me,
I'm like, if the snake wants to get away, it's gone.
Maybe.
Like, I feel like every snake that's a pet is voluntarily choosing. Maybe that's, like, not okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, I don't know.
I'm just like, snakes
You're saying
are
that
so
loud.
Slippery.
You're
saying, yeah. I don't know.
All the snakes in captivity deserve to be in captivity.
Yeah, I guess I'll take it all the way back, if I may. When I was nannying in Greenpoint, there was a woman who would come to the park with a big bucket of snakes. And all the kids would just like gather around and the parents were like, all right. Like, that's how tired parents are, by the way, is that they're just like, yep, yeah, why don't you let them hold the snakes?
Right. Oh, my God.
And the bucket kids would just snakes. Like touch the snakes and she would be like, I just like love to like teach people about snakes. And it was just like,
I love snakes.
Do you think you love snakes?
I love snakes.
Really?
Yes. Adore them. I wanted one as a pet. And my parents were like, no.
Sure. Yeah.
Which I really get. Yeah. They're so beautiful. The way they move is totally stunning and gorgeous. I'm addicted to their lifestyle and I love their sensibility.
Which one is that again? Which
their lifestyle? They're having...
It's like non-monogamous.
No, yeah. They're poly.
Queer.
Uh-huh. No, I love the way they slither. I love the way they move. I love their shape. What?
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What were we on about? Oh, Paris. How was your birthday
Paris
there?
Paris and then Coney Island.
Yeah, yeah.
My birthday in Paris was really nice. I just was walking around smoking cigarettes and like drinking wine. I was being Parisian.
You're doing
right.
it.
That's what you have to do.
Drinking a bottle of wine and smoking a cigarette at every single meal. Literally.
Like, yeah.
That's awesome.
It was me and Gary and Alex English.
That's amazing.
We all went together.
It was a really good birthday trip.
So it was
have you guys traveled together? A bunch.
That was our
three?
First time.
Really?
That was our first time.
Was it kind of like, okay, we're doing this?
Yeah, it was. I like kind of didn't I don't know. Well, you guys know Gary, but it's kind of hard to get him to do anything.
I knew that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like the situation has to be like exactly so
to right. his liking.
So, yes, got exactly.
It. That's kind of a cool vibe to have.
He's one of the coolest people that I know.
No, he's awesome.
He's really.
And he's so friendly.
Yeah, he's really.
Cool. He's in the pantheon of people who were like 5 years ago really nice to me when like. Nobody had any reason to be nice to me. Like, when I was just around, mm-hmm. and, like, there's a few people who really, like, chatted with me in a way where I was like, thank you. Like,
you've blessed my heart.
You've blessed me, and now I'm, like, gonna remember this forever.
It's because, like, a lot of the, like, actually coolest people, I think Gary's, like, impervious to clout. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's not like, trying to climb anyone anywhere.
No,
right.
He's never been like that. So right. I do think that's why. That is, like, yeah. He would talk to you the exact same way. Like,
no matter what.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Know?
Even like now, you're right. Now you're a HeadGum, and he's still he won't talk to you. He would talk to you like we wasn't a, like you wasn't a HeadGum.
Like, because a lot of people have acted. Been acting different as
yeah,
Spock.
Yeah, you get on, started, you get on HeadGum. Everybody starts. They see everybody you underneath the little, yeah, exactly. underneath the signage. And next thing you know, they're trying to chat you up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where were you when we were not HeadGum?
Where were you pre-HeadGum?
Where were you pre-HeadGum? Where were you when we were in Natalie's room, huh? Mm-hmm. Didn't see you there.
Yeah, didn't see you there. Mm-hmm.
So was Paris just right to get him to?
Yes, because he is like. He's fancy. He's like a very, like a very bougie bitch, if nothing else. And gotcha. So like Paris is like,
it's nice. Paris really activates that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's cool. Really.
And he's a big wine guy. He's a big wine guy. And so like, he's like,
that'll do it.
That's another cool, like,
so cute.
It's cool to have a friend who can legit bust open the wine menu and be like,
have an idea about that. Like, an opinion.
I like this producer. Not just like the cheapest one.
Totally.
The cheapest one. Or like, I know what kind of like flavors I want, mm-hmm. but like, I don't know like what
the producers
like, or where the wines come from or like what. I'm like, oh, I like a red that's like this.
And yeah. I want it like with body. Right.
Yeah. Normally they'll find it, but like he legit will be like, oh yeah. Like, these are, like, some Spanish guys that are really doing some cool stuff. This is, like, a new wine producer.
Like, doing cool stuff with wine.
They're doing cool
like,
stuff.
What does that mean, bro?
Exactly. Like, tell me that they're not mushing up the grapes like usual. Like, what are they doing? Like,
literally, what are they doing? Wine is one of those things where I'm like, I don't get it, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, and I believe you. Like, I believe that people are doing it.
Wine is one of those things, too, where it's, like, there's some things that, like, often like men like need to know about more I'm happy that they have it.
Men need to know about more. Like elaborate on, I want to know what your thoughts are on this.
Like I'm just thinking about like dads usually but like it doesn't have to be dads but like I think there's a lot like men can get into a lot of trouble, you know, sometimes.
Yes, that is certainly true.
And I think that certain hobbies are endlessly big, you know what I mean? Like wine is forever, like cars is forever. There's a million kinds, they go on for history.
So it's like set him up in front of the wine,
exactly.
Let him be entertained.
It's a beautiful way to be stimulated, to be growing, it's to like be learning, a kid to have with community. An
iPad. Yeah,
except that honestly, no, because the iPad is where they get into trouble.
I see, right? It's like a kid,
like a
with,
kid
like,
with like a good set of blocks,
right? That's right,
yeah.
You give a man like wine and he's like, let me get into this.
Right, oh, right.
It's nice.
Or something.
Something.
And like, I feel like birding has a similar quality
too. There's women in wine.
Oh, say that.
Yes.
Excuse me.
I went to a wine thing and there was this like woman from China who's like.
The expert?
Yeah. She was like, I'm actually a master of wine. And I didn't know that was a thing.
Designation,
yeah. And apparently it's like. It's
you're like enchanté. It's like,
truly. It's like a wine scientist.
Whoa.
It's like somebody who like has to take a bunch of wine tests.
That's cool as hell.
My
friend taught you a cooking class.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I went to a cooking class on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And
the day after your birthday.
Shout out Haley.
The day after my birthday.
You flew back?
I flew back. Look, man, here's
we don't have to get into the calendar of it.
No. Here's the thing is like, you know, my job, we're like gone all the time. So like my girlfriend's always mad at me because I'm like not available.
Right.
And then we got some time off and then I took off to Paris for a week.
Right.
And she couldn't go because she had to work. So it was like I had to be back for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It was kind of non-negotiable.
For sure.
And so I flew
you're
back.
Like, I am actually hitting Paris with the boys for my birthday. I'm really going to kill you.
Yeah. It's like I get 2 weeks off and I'm spending an entire week. Yeah. Gone
with your boys
in with my guys in the most romantic city in the world.
You're so posting like little heart messages with them. You're like, oh, it's so cute.
literally posting videos of like my buddies like drinking wine in front of like a beautiful alley.
Right. She's cyberbullying.
Yeah. And so
it's hard that it's like either you're working so much in the short time or like you're so off in like an unrelatable way. Like,
yeah.
Right.
You do like, get two straight weeks off, which is what I'm in right now. Right.
And but how is it feeling on you?
I mean, what ends up happening, because like in the weeks that we're working, we are like completely unavailable. What ends up happening is like you end up squeezing your entire life
social calendar into that.
So it is like I had to move during this break. Really? So like I just did that. I just moved apartments. And then for the last like 4 days, 5 days, I was like shooting my buddy's short film. And now I have like Friday, Saturday, Sunday to like see whoever else I haven't seen.
And then it's back
and
to
then
the
we're, and
Wait,
then we're back
moving apartments and shooting a short film is like genuinely like two non-work activities that are like the opposite of leisure.
And that's
like,
what happens.
Could it be right. less and that's what right, exactly. relaxing?
Oh my God. Like, mm-hmm. You had to move?
That's I had to not move, right.
That actually sounds almost impossible.
It wasn't fun.
It sounds kind of fun though.
Are you kind of done?
I'm pretty much done. I still have to like put stuff on the walls and like do all that like boring
you
stuff.
Better do By
the
it way, tonight.
Like, I well, kind of. And it's like, I want to get a new couch and it's like, I got to do the measurements and buy the couch. This week, like you, in the next 2 days,
you can talk to Charlie about this.
I just bought a couch.
Whoa, yeah, we'll talk about this because I'm sure this is not what the people want to know about, but like,
you know, we don't really think about them.
All right, then where'd you get your couch from?
Well, honestly, Macy's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I found Well, you know, I had a budget, I couldn't go crazy, and I wanted a sectional. So,
I want a couch that fills the whole living room.
Here's my thing.
Nice.
If a couch isn't a sectional, it's actually completely useless.
You know what you're sitting on right now. So, watch
your
fucking
by the way, like, what am I doing? Like, I'm putting my feet up on, like, the coffee table. I feel insane.
Yeah.
No, you need a sectional. And by the way, I understand that might not be possible. And it wasn't possible for me for a long time. This is my first time buying one.
But now, where are you at?
Right.
Headgum,
let's be getting a
you
sectional.
You already know what's good.
Right.
My guy got a sectional now.
And
it's
Gary
different.
Was talking to you way before
and
you
Gary
had a sectional.
Gary was talking to you before you could afford the sectional.
When you had a stupid ass love seat.
Oh, God. No, and my cat. Anyway, I'm thrilled for it. It's nice. It's like pretty classic looking.
What color?
Navy.
Okay.
And is everybody mad? No.
I'm angry.
Right.
Do you have a sectional, Natalie?
I do,
yeah, you do,
but it's like I moved into the apartment. My roommates were already there.
You inherited.
So I didn't really spend time like figuring her out or whatever. But honestly, I get a lot of complaints about that couch.
Really?
In what way? What are people mad about?
It's good for like chatting, you know?
Okay.
Like two people can chat on the couch,
yeah.
But not for yachting TV. Like yachting. You can't be like really getting cozy on there.
And that's yachting what, and I TV. Feel like to me, that is the only thing that really matters when getting it. Like I need to be able to like fully lounge all the way out. And my lover needs to be also like fully laid out and comfortable.
That was
and
the thing. It's like you have a lover, you're like, so where's your couch?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like if we can't both do that, then it's like, what are we talking about?
Right.
Well, first of all, then you're on the rocks. Like right off the bat. Like,
you're
let's not put you in that position.
Good luck sustaining a relationship without a sectional.
Yeah.
By the way, like, that's not true. I take back everything I've said.
Right.
I'm trying to be funny.
That's
I don't believe in this.
It's not fair.
Love. And by the way, you know what actually is true? They say that love lasts longer the smaller bed you two share.
Do they say that?
I heard it. Someone said
Please don't look at me.
Like, they're like, if you have a king bed, it's like you're not even engaging. But if you two can make it work in, like, a twin or a full, like, you're going
to
make it.
Okay. Listen to
I'd like to not. I'd like to not test that. I'd like to not know about that.
A twin is intense.
No,
tried
a twin,
it,
and by the way, like, I mean really a full.
Right,
like,
a full. Yeah. That's what I'm working with right now.
Okay.
And it's tight.
I got a full.
Yeah. You got a full?
Yeah.
Okay.
I make it work.
Oh, please. Couch.
You got this.
Sectional.
Bed.
You're comfy.
Relax.
Laying down.
People are complaining about
relationship.
It.
Relationship. Mm-hmm. TV. Oh! You know the thing with like celebrities when like they have like a movie room in their like house or whatever in their mansion? Is there a worse fucking way to watch TV like with your friends or with your lover? Like,
I agree.
In a big chair like that? Like, what about cuddling? What about coziness?
No,
like,
it's like it's,
what about chillaxing? Are you disagreeing?
No, I'm totally agreeing.
But so is the move maybe instead like just eliminating like having movie seats?
Yes.
And like just having big loungy couches.
I think so.
That's actually, because that's
a big
sick
screen. I don't think there's a problem
there.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Not for me.
Nobody's mad at that.
Though, honestly, I do think there's diminishing returns at a certain point. Like,
yeah, I agree.
Is it IMAX or what are we doing? Like,
right, I agree.
How big
so
is
you're
the
saying
screen?
There's no TV in here.
No,
oh,
but
yes,
there is. Like,
but like between this and like IMAX, you said there's like a place where there's.
Yeah, I don't think there's a difference. Like, I'd be down to watch on this. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
This is enough. That's probably like 50 something inches.
So you're smart.
No, no.
So you're like literally a scientist.
I'm no. If anything,
how tall am I?
As you were saying,
50 something.
Yeah, probably 50. Like 50 probably 58.
Inches.
50.
It's like all you can say.
In the realm of men's interests, mm-hmm. I feel like being able to like eyeball a television is like one of the that is just something.
Absolutely. Totally. I mean, you did it, and right away I was like, I'm going to be asking you a bunch of questions.
Yeah. And I won't have the answers.
No, yeah. But I would love if you just said something.
Yeah. I could be very wrong, but that does feel right to me. If you wait, Natalie, where are you from?
Westchester, New York.
Okay. So suburbs. That's sort of, yeah.
So what does that like play into what you're about to say?
I was gonna ask about like what level of like toxic masculinity sort of exists in like the place that you're from.
In Westchester?
Because like to me, being able to eyeball a TV comes from like really growing up, like, you know, like I'm from like high school football country.
Right,
so it's like,
right.
Yeah, guys are like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know, not really men where I'm from.
Okay.
No offense to them.
No, that's awesome.
And I went to like a Jewish school.
Sure.
So it was all like.
No comment.
Yeah. No, but I'll take this one.
Sure.
So like.
Devin, you want to like speak on that at all?
No.
I feel certain rappers have really removed
my ability to.
Yeah. The toxic masculinity, I feel like in the world I grew up in Westchester was more like money and masculinity, sure. Or like smarts and masculinity,
sure.
And
oh,
not
I bet.
Like strength.
Yeah.
No offense. Lots of love. Tons of love.
I'm
but
sure,
we didn't even have a football team.
Oh.
Can you imagine that?
That's probably for the best.
Probably, right.
That's probably
you should not be playing football as a kid like that.
No.
And guess what I was doing?
Yeah, playing football.
You're playing?
Yes.
Aww.
And you know what's crazy is like my dad didn't know that he was doing this, but like usually when you play like little league football, it's like because it can be dangerous, it's like divided up by like weight classes.
So
you know?
You're not getting like pummeled by
exactly
a really big...
by like a kid who like hit puberty super early when he was like 9 or whatever.
They're like, this kid's huge.
Somehow my dad like knew a guy who connected him to this football league, and it was the first time I ever played tackle football. No weight limits. So me, who was just like an average size kid, was playing against kids who like were like actual freaks. Like
right.
Kids who are
yeah,
like
right.
Kids who are like Charlie size, like when they were like 8 years old.
Were
just running around.
Actual freaks.
Think
Charlie,
about
Charlie, for example. You know,
Charlie size.
That was so confusing because it's like scary football, like big, like
yeah.
Charlie. But imagine Charlie, he's 8 and yes. Everyone else is 8.
Exactly.
Like,
that's where I was.
No. It's kind of like Poor Things.
Yeah. No, that's crazy. It's funny also, like, you know, when your parents do a
anything,
thing.
Like.
When your parents do a thing where they're like, I got you an amazing surprise.
Yeah.
And it's like it is a really tight turtleneck.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't want this
right.
at all. Like,
and that was that.
Like, that's like the get right. Like,
right.
Parents are always like, amazing news.
Yeah.
I signed you up for the Travel Hockey League.
Yes.
And you're like, could you ask me what I want? Because
yes.
It's actually video games.
No, it's true.
End
I love that that was your dad getting like a hookup.
Right. Yes.
You're
my
like,
dad
oh.
was like, my dad was like, you like football. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I like football because you like football. Like, you
right.
know?
Right.
He's like,
I mean,
you like
that
football.
Is a classic like transference
right.
of like, I think what is happening is I love you.
Yes. And so I'm interested in the things that you're interested
I'm
in.
I'm wanting
football.
You to be happy and
yep.
like be feel good like uh-huh. around me. And so like to that extent, I like the process that
right.
was giving me.
Yep.
So what was your position?
I played tight end.
I was gonna say tight ends.
Yeah.
Because I just saw a Modern Family clip where they say that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Very funny.
Is
so,
that the one where I think I know what it is?
It's like a gay joke.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
It sounds awesome.
I'm watching a lot of Modern Family clips on TikTok. It just happened that way.
Right.
Sure,
it can happen
sure.
to anybody.
Hey,
life finds a way.
Right.
Hey,
right.
They didn't get all those Emmys for nothing.
No,
you know?
No, there is good writing on that sometimes.
Right. So
Gloria,
the same world that put you on that football team
yeah.
also made you be able to eyeball how big a TV is.
That's right.
That's awesome.
I do think
it's just kind of just like many, like we all have superpowers.
Yes. And mine is maybe being able to predict the size of it potentially.
Or at least wanting to say it.
At least in the ballpark.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, it's even more so than actually knowing it. It's walking into a room and having a thought on it immediately.
Right.
Because that is a type
engaging
of man that I
it,
like,
right,
and,
right.
And immediately like asking the guy, what you got? What's
right,
about, that's
right.
about 62?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good
whoa.
One.
Like,
but and isn't there like a thing with like guys, no offense,
no,
and
no
like wanting TVs to be really big?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of remember like that from like growing up.
Thing. It's something.
You know what I'm realizing? It's like none of my my friends didn't have like dads like that around. Like it was so much like with men.
You were kind of metro.
Whoa. Yeah. What have you guys talked about the idea of metro on this podcast?
A lot.
Yeah, okay. Because that is...
No, we haven't actually. We have.
I'm like, Natalie.
But let's get into it.
No, I'm interested.
It is just like a... I like forgot that that existed.
It's like my friend's dad played like Baroque recorder.
Oh.
Or they like had absconded and were like not around.
I meant metro like you were metropolitan.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
They were just... Or it was like the dads was so like secondary to the moms who were like... Big personalities, really the ones running
just like
stuff.
Like New York mamas.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And the dad was in the other room playing, like on his computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, like if at all.
Or on his Baroque recorder.
Or a Baroque recorder. Or he's like, I had to move to Russia and it's hard to explain.
That feels really specific.
Right. But that actually happened to two or three people I knew.
No.
yes, two.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Did those dads move to Russia for the same reason?
No, different reasons. But you know, it ends up kind of looking the same.
Of course.
You're just like, so. He's there. It's kind of hard to explain.
And Russia especially feels like a country that you move to like escape from.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Totally. Like it's not so like go fuck around.
Right. No. He's like, but I just had to be random over there. You know what I mean?
Right, right. But back to metro, like not meaning metropolitan, like meaning metrosexual. Yes. Like that was like, it was like a cool moment.
Well,
for
you know
a
what you've talked about? Or we've talked about it on the podcast, but like the thing of like a lot of dads like do have gay energy.
Oh.
And right. So often you meet people who are like, oh, like this guy seems gay, but he's like, he's been with this woman for a long time actually. And so like, what's going on? And then you're like, it starts to make sense the longer you grow and you're like, oh, he's just going to become one of those like gay dads.
Yeah.
And he's just, that's just going to be his life. And it's like, he's happy.
Elaborate on gay dads.
Like some dads, you're like, so what's going on? Like you seem gay. It's like Stanley Tucci in Easy A.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Wow.
You nailed that.
I nailed
like,
that.
Like there was a second there where I was like, how is he going to land this?
No. And I pulled that and was like, we got it.
You got it. Yeah. Like some dads are just very like sensitive and theatrical and. Mm-hmm.
And they love that and they love performing.
This is so homophobic. It's crazy. I'm like, I don't even know what we're doing here.
Hello.
Let's do our list now.
Yeah.
Now we can. Okay,
we
Devin.
Only do it when we are sufficiently homophobic enough. And
once
then
that hits. Yeah. Once the homophobia
we
hits.
We hit the homophobic meter all the way up to 20. And
we're
then
looking,
we can
we're
start.
Like, to Emma, we're like, are we good? Emma's like, you're close. we need a little more. Wait,
do I hand mine to somebody?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be the keeper of yours. Oh, Devin, your little handwriting. Devin signed his. It's so cute.
Just in case it got mixed up.
All right, I want to say something, and this is honestly genuine and true, but something changed in my life where Natalie, can I speak for you as well here?
Right.
That I've been going to see a lot more theater, and I'm having an amazing time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of off my radar for a while, and I've been having so much fun. And so what a treat that we are being basically sponsored by TodayTix, which is a fabulous way to get tickets to shows, just kind of classic style, but also you can get rush tickets on TodayTix, cheaper tickets. It's just a really fun night out with your friends. Kind of you can do like high-end expensive, like we're going to go see a big, brilliant Broadway show, whatever. Or you can do like kind of a little weird experimental off Broadway. Like they kind of have it all.
Mm.
It's fabulous. It's fun. There's nothing better. Something about theater. It's so fun to like see a show. And then later you walk out and you get to be like, so. Like
right.
Whether it's good or bad or a mix, whatever. Like who's like, it's just a rich, fun thing to talk about.
And it's a great present.
It's a great present.
Then you get to experience something with the other person.
Yes, exactly.
And make a memory. Mm-hmm. And it's not just like, you know, a hat or whatever.
That's right.
They've got tickets to shows on Broadway and the West End and in other cities across the country and around the world. And you can book a show in advance or, this is key, be spontaneous and check out what's on for tonight.
Yeah, what did we see recently? You saw Wicked.
I saw Wicked.
I'm about
that
to see
Wicked. That was amazing.
Yeah.
And...
Oh my God, I've actually seen so much. I've seen a lot of Sondheim, famously.
Great.
Recently.
List them.
Last year, Sign to the Woods. More recently, I saw Sweeney Todd, which I loved.
TodayTix gives you access to exclusive pre-sales, lotteries, and specially priced rush tickets.
Mm-hmm. So go to todaytix.com/exploration and use promo code exploration to get $20 off your first TodayTix purchase. That's promo code exploration at todaytix.com/exploration. TodayTix.com/exploration.
you know what? I think you guys are going to really use this one. $20 off a ticket is kind of awesome. And that's the price basically of like you get a drink or two before the show. How fabulous is that? So check it out. Remember in 2018 when Border Patrol separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents, deported the parents back to their home countries while keeping the kids in the United States? Well, believe it or not, 6 years later, there are hundreds of families who still have not been reunified.
Although we as a community may feel hopeless at times, I recently learned about an organization called Al Otro Lado, which works to reunify families. They provide holistic, legal, and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm reduction-based practice.
Since 2018, they've reunified over 100 refugee families ripped apart by Trump's zero-tolerance policy. Once reunited, Al Otro Lado helps each family to find legal representation, housing, and the counseling that they need in order to heal and get on their feet. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like me and believe that all families belong together, then join me in supporting Al Otro Lado and donate today.
You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at elotrolado.org/volunteer. A perfect amount of money from Devin.
Yeah. So. I thought I knew we were going to be exchanging these.
By the way, I'm going to sell this signature for a ton of money.
Sure.
No, I love, that's like, I'm glad to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You should sell that and be like, all right, the 13th most popular cast member on Saturday Night Live wrote his name on this. And I'd be curious to see what you could fetch.
Literally.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I want to say that we were in the same SNL showcase.
We were.
When was that the year you were then on?
Yes. It's 2022.
And your thing, I left and was like, Devin should be on SNL.
Oh, that's
literally
very nice.
Was like, that made a ton of sense. And it was such a weird, nervous energy in the room, obviously, like everyone feeling so weird. And then you came out and did like just such a good fucking funny set, and the energy completely changed.
I did do stand up for it.
Everyone was like happy and laughing. It was really cool. And then it was so fun. Really? Yeah.
That's, you know, thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that. That was,
it was kind of fun. Like, I was like, you know what? That's awesome. Yeah. Like, sometimes something's really obvious and then the good thing like happens.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like,
why isn't he
on
SNL? And then it's like, oh, he's on SNL.
And the energy in a room is like, you can't quantify that, but it's like, okay, like this person has the sauce. Like, let's go.
It's, I do remember that specific set did feel really good.
Yes.
Like, I do remember walking away and being like, well, if that's not it, then like it'll never
like there's nothing I left on the table.
Yeah,
literally,
yeah.
I want to be like, no matter what happens, like that's the best I can do.
That's a good feeling.
That is,
of like,
that is
I'm actually feeling. Even down to not get it.
Yes.
Because it's not, I'm not mad at myself. Like, yeah.
I did everything
I
could. Yeah.
Also, it's like, that was never, I never was like, I was never a sketch performer.
Right, so like, right. You wouldn't have been like dreaming of that specific path,
that was
maybe.
Not, yeah, that was not the path that like I said. I was never like, I'm going to be on. I wasn't like watching and being like, oh, I want to be like Jimmy Fallon. Like, was not my, so like, I kind of went into that just being like, all right, I'm going to do my best. Like, whatever happens, happens. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know. It just felt right.
That's awesome.
That's also when good things often happen is when you can have this attitude of like, you know what? Like, let me give it a shot and I don't need it. But like, I think I can do it.
Yes.
And if it doesn't happen, no problem.
Totally.
Yeah. And that's when the universe is kind of like, word, then come on in.
That's
you can't want anything too bad.
Exactly. Because if it would have been a thing where I would have been like, I would have been like, that's my only goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guarantee
Which
it
Which is like the vibration, I feel like, of that whole thing usually is like someone who's like, you know.
This is my thing. I get DMs from people who have like a million followers on Instagram being like, all I want to do is be on SNL.
Are that you is like, bro, like.
You're like, that's so random. Like, I'm on SNL. You're like, did you know that? Is that like why you DM me? My attitude when I auditioned for SNL is I was like, you know what? Like, what's hard about this is I'm going to get it and I don't know if I want it.
That's a great way to think about it.
I was
too,
like, it's just like, it's going to be tricky, like, for the balance of my life. Like, I don't know if I'm ready for it. Like, I'm feeling really stressed about that. Like, I don't know. Like, it's going to be a hard decision. And then it was like, obviously didn't get it. Like, didn't get to like anything beyond the showcase.
Right. They're like, got you. Yeah. Got your back.
I was like, Right. So yeah, period.
Yeah. Like, totally.
I love how I had this with, like, there was a job I was up for in LA, and I was like, fuck my life. Like,
I feel like I know what job it is. Yeah. Because I feel like there's a LA job that, like, people have been getting recently.
Right, exactly. And I was like, oh, fuck, like, just don't know if I want to move to LA. Like, and was really like talking.
It was honestly like getting in the way of our schedule. Almost.
Right, exactly.
Like, I was like, you were I don't know if I can record that day because I might move to LA.
Yeah, I might move to LA like indefinitely.
Let's cross that bridge.
You were like, you know what? Why don't we plan as if you're not, and then we could deal with it. And I was like, it doesn't really make sense to plan as if we're not because I just am feeling like
I
am going to
get
it.
Let's let it be a really happy, crazy weekend if you have to move.
And like, I was like, I just think I should probably buy the flight now, and they can probably reimburse me for that later. And then they were obviously like, so yeah, by the way, so like, you didn't get it. And I was like, good. Like, because you know what? Like, I love being a tutor in New York. So that's actually a good fit for me. My family's here. So let me just kind of chill.
Nice.
Right.
Okay, what's a perfect amount of money?
A perfect amount of money. This is a thing that I've really been thinking about where it's like, There's a level of money where you like become unlikable, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a level of money where you become unlikable, but there is like such a beautiful happy medium. Obviously, like as an artist, people like it when you don't have money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People are sort of like, oh, he's struggling. Like there's an authenticity and like a romance to it. And then like you like notch up a couple levels, and then people are like, oh, you're doing well. You're like successful. But I really am like afraid of sort of tilting over into that point where it's like, no, like I'm trying to think like nobody cares what happens to like Tom Cruise. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like if he's experiencing anything bad, like, you know, like if something bad happens to Kevin Hart, everybody's like, oh, fine.
Yeah.
There's like a tipping point that I'm afraid
people's
of.
Empathies. Especially as a comedian. Like if you have to like reflect the world around people back to them and they're like, what are you describing?
Right.
Like it's what world like, is that?
You know, when your butler.
Yeah.
Like, exactly.
That's like, kind of, remember that Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah. I was going to say Ellen DeGeneres tried to reckon with that like head on.
Right.
And did it work?
I watched it. Mm-hmm. That's special.
Mm-hmm. I didn't watch the Ellen special.
Let's turn to the expert.
I do watch the specials. Like
really? Like most people's?
Like not all of it, yeah. But cool. Like I will be dipping in and being like, what is Nate Sbogatsky saying?
Oh.
Okay. So in that special, I remember being like, it's kind of a, you know, she's communicating like a kind of funny idea, and the idea is like she's saying all this stuff that's like super unrelatable, and it's like, yeah, like that's like a funny premise and it works, but it's not so funny because it doesn't like hit that thing of like saying something about something that you recognize. You know what I mean? Like it's a funny like bit, but it's like her stand-up, like the old stuff that's so funny is like stuff that you're like, that's so true, and it's just like, yeah, that's a funny premise, but like for like a play,
right?
Sure. It doesn't like say anything like interesting or whatever.
There's
and
a limit.
By the way, I'm speaking as like a crazy Ellen head from my childhood.
Really?
Yeah,
I was addicted to that woman.
Huh.
I loved her stand-up.
Yeah, she was good.
She was so funny. I had three of her books in my, they're still in my nightside table. When my girlfriend came to my parents' house for the first time, I was like, I have to show you the drawer.
The drawer like, of Ellen material.
Ellen DeGeneres 1, Ellen DeGeneres 2, Ellen DeGeneres 3. And I was like,
What are these books about?
It was kind of like a precursor to the like Tina Fey, like,
yeah,
book of essays. Like funny book.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And by the way, like, I don't know if it was funny. Like, I was 9.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I was also watching like the Berenstain Bears. So. Right.
God, I miss it. God, I miss a time where like every single thing that you saw was awesome. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Every piece of media or art that you like took in, you were like,
it's
that was
so
great.
True.
I remember going to see the Wild Wild West with my parents in 1999, and I was like 7 or 8 years old, and I went to go watch it, and I was like, that's the coolest shit I've ever seen.
Literally.
And my parents were like, I've never seen anything worse than that. My parents were like, that was a terrible, terrible film. And I'd never even considered that movies could be bad.
Right.
Like,
movies can be bad, and especially not that one.
Especially not that one.
You're like, that's a really good one.
Yeah, can you remember seeing something as a kid that you're like, I didn't like that?
The first thing that I remember seeing that I thought was bad, I was probably, it was an M. Night Shyamalan movie. What's it called? The Village. M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Village.
Mm-hmm. I didn't watch that. I didn't watch scary stuff.
No, fair. I've always been a big horror kid, and I watched The Village.
Really?
I was in middle school, and that was the first time I was like, I don't like that. I didn't think really? That was good.
Really?
And it's all been downhill since.
Right. That then sucks. Once you, that actually is so like Adam and Eve, the apple.
You know?
Yeah, learning yeah. stuff can be bad. You're like, what? But
yeah. they made right, it. Like, right.
And what now is it's this like, feeling? The closer we get to it now, it's like, oh, I'm insufferable.
Totally.
So, like, I can't, you know, I'm sitting with my mom and she's trying to like show me a new movie with like Jonah Hill in it. And I'm like, well, why is it? Maybe I shouldn't say that. But I have to, it's weird to like now, yeah. now I have to like see something.
Right. No, like, literally. Well,
you're, it's always like you're seeing something. You're like, that guy was like weird to my yeah, friend well, actually. And well, like, or, you know.
Some, yes, that yeah. kind of stuff. Or, right. or, but now I'm just like, well, I'm like, well, why would they write that? Like, that joke doesn't work for this character. Like, right. and exactly. now you're doing that.
And you're
like,
doing all the craft and you're
oh, I'm like,
you're done.
That's, it's gross.
Do you like to watch a lot of, like, are you kind of movie, like to watch movies and TV and stuff or like not really?
I do, but like kind of only, I like to watch movies a lot. I like can't watch TV by myself. If that makes any sense. Like,
I can't, no.
I have that so true.
Yeah. I need somebody to like
bounce I'm watching off. TV alone. I'm like, I'm drowning in darkness.
Yeah.
I actually am like, I almost can't breathe.
Yeah. It is because I feel like I don't know if you feel this way. I need somebody to be like, wait, so what's his
yeah,
feeling?
Yeah, exactly.
So right. what's so why is he mad right. at I for like
watching TV with someone is heaven and yeah. watching TV alone is actual total agony.
Yeah.
For me.
Like that's it. So interesting.
Whereas
you
share actually
that.
And I'm jealous a little because you're like, I can't wait to go home and watch TV.
TV every night.
And I'm like, I want that for me.
What kind of stuff do you because I can watch TV, but I only will watch like I only really watch like docuseries or like
really?
Documentaries. When
like
I'm
what? Like kind of like culty stuff or like
culty? Pretty like? Much all of it. Culty stuff. Any like any sort of sports figure? I've mm-hmm. seen all of those. Mm-hmm. Anything that's like biographical about like any sort of anybody?
That's what my girlfriend does.
Yeah,
Giannis. I just watched with her. Did you see
which
that one?
The Giannis one?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not really into the Giannis story. Like it's. It's
why well, is the only I, one I know.
I won't say I'm not into the Giannis story, but I will be like
he's so cute.
Giannis is only like 29 right now,
it's
so it's
too
like
early,
I don't.
Too
yeah,
early.
It's just so like I want you need to watch it once like someone's career
Wait, that's
is like
less said too. They were like I don't think I'm not sure he's a legend. I'm like what's no, going on? The one time I learned a basketball guy, no one wants to talk about him.
It's just too soon.
I see.
It's just too soon. We need a Giannis thing in like 15 years. Once we've kind of seen
right,
the whole
right.
arc of his now. Now there's like a thing in sports where it's like people are telling their stories like
yeah
you know like Steph Curry
right,
is a documentary right now
yeah
and it's like
Lady Gaga had her like
yeah
the tour doc thing.
Oh I did like that one though. I did
five
like
foot
a,
two.
I did look a 5'2"
yeah it's kind of fun
yeah I did enjoy
she's just
one.
Like smoking outside and being like I fucking hate Madonna I love her and you're like cool
yeah I met Lady Gaga at the show once.
Oh my god.
I met she's
normal. No I'll let you talk.
Well, I mean, I did meet her, and when I met her, she introduced herself as LG, and I was just like,
whoa.
I was like, I don't think you could do that.
I'm a little addicted to that. I love that. It's so fun. It's like, by the way, she knows you know who she is
exactly.
so much that she's like, I'm going to say something a little funny.
Every time she does a different, yeah. she's like, I'm Lil G.
Right.
You're like, whoa.
She's like, I'm La La Gaga. It's like, sure, whatever.
Yeah,
you could say anything. Like,
yeah.
that's fun.
It was kind of a flex.
Remember when she was so weird and it was like,
of course.
What does she actually talk like? What yeah. is she actually whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
And now she's like this.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
I can't get it. You know what? It's like, that's the thing. I follow some gay guys who know so much about Lady Gaga yeah. that I'm like, she's a subject where I'm like, I'm aware of, I know what I don't know.
True.
I'm like, I'm totally naive compared with these guys. Right.
I understand.
I'm not equipped. I don't feel like I have like the language for it.
Mm-hmm.
I would only look like a fool to them.
Wait.
Do you?
Go ahead.
No.
Well, I feel like I asked you this. Who do you have a fandom around anybody?
I feel like I like Stan?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Do I?
I'm trying to think.
Like, not really.
Like Stephen Sondheim. Like
no.
high key like you do.
No, I really like him.
Okay.
And I'm a
very
huge,
measured.
I'm a huge fan of him.
I'm not a Stan. I mean
right.
I enjoy
no,
all of his
Stan
work and he's
like
one of my
like
favorite creatives.
Following but. Like the whole life, the story.
Right.
You like it's like I really like Fiona Apple, I really like Tinashe.
Mm-hmm.
But none of those are like
you're not like
the Tinashe fandom is really
I know, that's cool. That is cool because I'm like, you know what, there's room for me here.
Oh totally.
Yeah, Steph.
I love Tinashe. I think
the door's open.
The door's open. They're saying come on in.
Yeah.
But I don't have the thing that some people have where they're like I live and die by Taylor Swift.
Right.
Yeah,
you know what? I'm glad for that.
for me.
Me too.
I'm not feeling the absence of that.
Do you stand?
Let
me guess.
Yeah, please.
Little Mix.
Shout out to my ex.
Yes. Hey, shout out Normani and everybody from that community.
No, she's not Little Mix.
Is she not from?
She's Fifth Harmony.
Oh, excuse me.
No problem.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's a revealing moment.
This was not. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You guys just learned a lot about me in that moment. Between not knowing that and I did the TV thing, you guys just learned. You guys learned a lot about what my whole deal is.
But you're trying
just
to
now.
Keep up with the gay guy and the girl. And
damn, and I lost so quick. I thought I had one. I was like, oh yeah, Little Mix, Normani, and immediately was like, nah.
You going, shout out to Normani, and
we're like totally, we're like that is unrelated. Right. Like that's definitely like
we're
a
like,
different
wait, thing. Thank you. Shout out to Normani, right. Literally.
Like,
right, go on,
Devin. Something else, then. No. A completely other thing. It's the thing of being like, it's actually like I never even thought of why they would be related. You know what I mean? It's like completely different.
Right. And by the way, shout out to Normani. Thank you. Yeah. I don't think we did that yet.
Did we do our Normani shout out? Yeah.
I just listened to a deep dive on her and Camila Cabello's drama. So
they were in Fifth Harmony together.
They were in Fifth Harmony
together. Who was in Little Mix?
Jesse.
No discernible woman.
They don't have a star. It's, like, nobody popped off at a Little Mix. So.
I'm going to say Jesse.
I'm sure someone's going to.
Jesse?
There is a woman named Jesse. That's her first name. Don't know her last name.
Okay. There's an artist named Jesse J.
Right.
That is so true.
But she's kind of probably like a mother figure to them.
Yes.
Okay, I see.
Just
age-wise. Jesse J is always on like Chinese reality singing competition shows.
Really?
Yes. What did Jesse J do? What was her song?
She was on Bang Bang.
I'm on about the money.
That's Jesse J?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. That's not
Wanna
Little Mix.
Make the world. And then she does all the like, price,
duck, duck, duck. Yeah, she's funny because she has this very acrobatic voice that she uses in kind of a goofy way.
Yeah.
And again, she's always singing like, I have nothing on like a Chinese reality TV show.
That's great.
She's very often doing that.
I didn't know that. And I think it's cool to take your global reach really seriously. Like go somewhere else and put in the work.
Good
there.
Business decision.
Right. It's like, I think Drake Bell is like really busy in Mexico or something.
That's right.
Well.
So what's the problem?
Right. So there's no issue basically.
Anyways, you were saying you don't really stand. It's coming out.
Like as an adult, like I just don't, I like can't care about a famous person that much.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? Like I just.
Well, I feel like your job is also like the number one like tear down of a stan. Probably. Right. Like if you're
meeting a lot of the people that are eligible.
It's like don't meet your heroes. Okay. Well, you can't control that. You're gonna meet them, so it's like then don't have them.
Yeah. Right. It's just I can't do it. Growing as a kid. That I think that's a tough thing too. Is like all like a lot of the people who were like my heroes when I was like younger. Have like really gone left. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot. That's happened with a lot of.
For sure.
You know, like
we know too much about these people and what they believe.
Yeah, right. It's like I mean, truly, like as a kid, like Kanye West was my hero. Mm-hmm. Like that was like my guy.
Gotcha.
And it really skirt.
No, like, that's tough.
You know what I'm saying?
No, like, that got really tough.
Oh, actually, you know what? It's like I really do kind of like among those people. It's like I love Azalea Banks.
Well,
and that's, you know,
right. But she's like kind of also like a soothsayer a little bit.
Kind
like,
of.
Well, she's very smart.
Right.
And she's very, very talented.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a similar thing of like, I don't stand behind like
everything.
Yeah.
But I think weirdly, I think because she never reached like the heights of like
right, you're
Kanye,
kind of allowed still.
The power dynamic didn't get
like,
so.
Everyone's like, you know what? Yeah. Go off, queen.
She's over there. She's doing her stuff.
Right.
Like, I mean, she is really gone in on right. a lot of communities. Yeah. She's gone in
she sometimes says stuff where it's like that's
a lot
right.
of communities.
Like,
thinking about the communities huddled up, like, please
come on, Azalea, don't go in on us too. We've been through enough.
She's
as
like,
a community.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, she really. But I mean, I also feel like I feel like Azalea Banks has a lot of really, really hard fans, and they're all like gay guys that I know in New York City.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are like
totally.
Yeah.
And it like,
well, it's funny too because it's like she's often like, I cannot stand
white
gay
guys. And those are
and I'm
biggest...
like, yeah!
Yes! That's true. I'm like, that's the core fan.
Right, exactly.
Right,
I'm
right.
like, geez, Slayer!
I cannot stand white gay guys. You're like, yes.
Sing it, mama!
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And funny.
Do you have any other than Ellen?
And by the way, like, yeah, some of my heroes got pretty weird also. Like, just saying.
Who else did you have?
Like, Ellen and... I don't know if I was stanning so much. I always like really was like reading a lot about pop culture, but not with a particular attachment, I don't think.
To like any particular character. I was just kind
of
like,
bring on the noise.
There's definitely also a kind of celebrity attachment that's not quite stan, but it's just like, I have an enduring curiosity about this person and their life. And I'm not, it's not like I'm standing is like just so flatly like,
right.
I root, I support. But then it's like, there's all these people where it's like, I'm like checking up on like what's going on, like what their projects
are. I'm following.
I'm just like wanting to know. Like I'm like staying abreast of like Jenna Ushkowitz from Glee. Like,
oh,
I come back.
She
played Tina Cohen Chang on Glee.
What's she up to?
She had a baby recently.
Aww.
She got a Tony. She produced Once on This Island.
She did?
Yes.
She produced it?
Yes.
I'm watching Glee right now.
Right. She plays Tina.
That's something that as a kid I was like to what you were talking about before of like, when did you know things were bad?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I was wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Glee's awesome.
Oh.
But as a kid, I was like, this is tacky, weird, cheesy. Like I was so anti-cheese. I didn't understand campiness.
You were like too cool as a kid.
I was like, ew, this is fake. Their acting is bad.
Oh,
like,
I see.
I was obsessed with like acting and like naturalism.
We're not being naturalistic actors.
Yes.
Anymore. Wait, you know what I learned about sports?
What's that?
I thought that if you liked a sports team, you're like, I love this sports team. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that actually a lot of the time people have a very frustrated and fraught relationship with their sports team.
Usually.
And they're constantly angry about it.
Yeah.
That is actually like a dominant emotion. Like, yeah. I have friends who are Knicks fans and they're like, oh my God. And they're like specifically like yelling at them and kind of antagonistic.
Yes.
That it's like, you're ruining my thing.
Yes.
Like, it's not like, I love you guys and what you're doing and, oh, you're making a mistake. That's okay. It's like, fuck you.
Well, it's
why
like,
aren't you better?
It's like anybody else. It's like a family member. Anybody else who you love for long periods of time, like
you feel entitled to be like
why it should be good. Why aren't you better? Than this?
Why aren't you better than?
But
this?
You would still. But it's very defensive.
Yes.
Outwardly.
That yeah.
Like you can say that, but you wouldn't want anyone else to.
Right.
So what are your teams? And let's just see if Charlie and I know anything about them.
No. Let's give it a shot.
No.
Is that not fun? Maybe that's like someone being like, "Who are your favorite like
comedians?"
Yeah.
Oh no! It's I'm just like, you guys don't have to do. Okay, we can do.
We'll do our version of it. Like,
we'll
don't worry.
Hilarious.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We're gonna make it funny as.
Yeah, fun. And by the way, I filled out a March Madness bracket.
Oh, did you?
For women's.
And that I will say that is something that I stopped participating. I remember getting to a certain age where I was like, where I learned that I could like pick and choose what parts of like normal guy male culture.
Yeah.
Like there's stuff you can actually say no to.
Bro, right. I truly, again, like Texas boy, like fantasy football, like amongst like guys where I grew up is like such
everything.
A thing.
Mm-hmm.
And for years I was just sort of doing it. And I remember one year a guy being like, hey, do you want to be in our fantasy league? And I was like, no.
Whoa.
And it like just
you walk into the sunlight like
and this sounds so like dumb and basic, but like it truly never even occurred to me until I was like 23 that I didn't have to do it because it was that pervasive.
Awesome.
And, no, I really understand that.
And like, filling out a bracket is exactly like that.
Got
it. Was a thing that for such a long time I was just like, hey, you got.
Because would you think about it a lot? Like it was kind of like
I mean, it's like one of those things where it's like, it's only going to stress you out.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantasy sports and like filling out a bracket, like all that stuff. It's like. It's you're going to lose inevitably, but you're all,
not me,
not you,
but
yeah,
other people,
you're
yeah,
different,
right?
The women's are weirdly like,
you know, who's
mind.
Going all the way in my bracket? UConn,
yeah,
they stay going all the way,
exactly. The women's bracket is like way easier, there's like way less, like, way less like variance in the women's bracket because, like, in the women's bracket, like the best teams just like usually are all the best teams,
so, it like, doesn't change.
Not
I didn't go with who the best was, though,
no. Is UConn
no,
not the best?
No, because I thought it would be too obvious.
Sure. And that's how you have
UConn's
to do
like
it.
19.
Really?
Let's go back to what you were going to say,
yeah,
which I wanted to hear. Oh, your teams.
My favorite teams.
Yeah.
I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Me too.
I just went to Philly.
Oh, yeah?
What's your connection there?
My dad is from Harrisburg, PA.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And so,
so he gave it to you in Texas?
He gave it to me in Texas.
That's so cute.
That's Jordan's team, too.
Great.
So
okay.
My friend loves the Eagles.
Oh, I know Jordan.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I met Jordan at SNL, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
You
so there's a lot
Eagles.
Of Eagles.
Cool. Yeah, he is cool.
That guy's fucking cool.
That guy's cool as fuck.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
What'd you say?
That's the thing.
That's Jordan's.
He's cool.
Yeah.
So keep going.
No, he's cool. And then for basketball, I'm a San Antonio Spurs fan.
Where's that?
San Antonio, Texas.
Why are your teams? They're not from Houston. Wait, where are you Houston from? Austin. Sorry, I forgot.
I'm from Austin. Yeah,
I'm Houston. Like actually Houston. Like about to pass out. This is way San too hard pretty close for to me.
I mean, Austin.
And San Antonio is like that's like our closest like NBA. It's probably like an hour and a half.
Austin, you know, doesn't what? Have one.
As a
Austin
kid,
doesn't have a pro basketball.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Like
I didn't know that.
Spurs fan because I once saw a Knicks Spurs game with my uncle. Like he took me and my brother, and the Spurs won.
To be contrarian. Oh, okay.
And the Spurs won. I was like, well, yeah, let me pick a winner.
Wow.
Like I was like pro Knicks, and then I was like, they're losing. And I was like, all right, then I want the Spurs to win.
Wow. Like, okay. That's cool.
And for years after, I was like,
you know what? It's a big tent. They'll right. take even kind That's of like a fair weather fan. So
honestly, it is true because San Antonio is sort of, nobody likes San Antonio unless you like have like a actual, like unless you grew up around there.
Because they're not that good?
No, they're always good. But their whole thing is like, they're not like, they're thought of as being like a really boring team.
They're not that special.
They don't have like any like flash. They're like really
But they're
like,
so good.
They've That's so unfair. Historically been good. They've won like 5 championships in the last like 20 years.
I'm sure they're like, sorry
yeah.
for being consistent,
right. exactly.
group-minded, exactly. and ensemble-based.
That's right.
Like, is that such a problem?
Because they don't have a star? Is that, like, the problem?
No, they had a star, but their star was this guy named Tim Duncan, who was, like,
Duncan! Love it.
Who was always just sort of, like, I'm going to show you guys a picture of Tim Duncan.
I'm obsessed. Handlebar like, mustache?
Show you. What'd you say?
Handlebar mustache?
No, not. Okay. I wish he was fun
just
like
checking.
That.
That would be some razzle dazzle.
You're right.
In the 70s,
he's like in a suit.
They're used to no. Watch.
He's like a businessman.
Watch.
I'll see. I'll see.
Well, in the 70s, weren't they wearing like basically like little girl skirts?
Oh, the shorts. Yes, I guess.
I had to, they're all in like schoolgirl.
Schoolgirl like skirts and pumps, basically.
This is kind
Wait,
of
I kind of think well. He looks swaggy. Is that wrong?
Not the way that he was thought of then.
No, well, was right. I thought of as a
but
loser.
Now that actually is a cool silhoette.
Can I see? Here's, I want to know how I'm supposed to react
Here's
before
what he
I get in.
He won the MVP.
He is in Birkenstocks.
Legit. No.
Birkenstocks and like big ass denim shorts.
Big ass shorts.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
This outfit does
Need.
Not work.
Yes.
All love
and
to him.
This is what he this is what he wore to win the MVP trophy.
I want to just like ground this us is... that you guys aren't showing it to me. So that's the second. Whoa! Over there. He looks like a Brooklyn Dyke.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, legit.
In a huge way. Like this is Fitzpo. Can I show the camera?
Yeah, go for it.
You will see me in this at the next show.
Okay. That is.
I mean,
on April 29th, by the way.
You rock it.
April
Thank
29th,
so
the show, April 29th.
April 29th.
Can I tell you guys something? Speaking of Brooklyn Dyke, this is a consistent thing that people in my life have told me. They've told me I have a male lesbian sort of vibe.
Vibe and style?
Like stylistically.
Well, here's what I'll say.
Yeah, go ahead. Speak on it.
I can't speak to that specifically, but everything you're wearing, I want to put on. So I think that means something right off
something
the bat. You know what I mean?
It's hard to say no to that.
Yeah. And I kind of get that.
Okay.
In a huge way.
Okay. You're seeing it.
I am kind of seeing it.
Okay.
Well, what do you think?
I mean, I'll take it. I feel like that is like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the people who I think are the coolest people are lesbians I met in Brooklyn. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's like a pretty good vibe.
Yeah. It's like they're like cool people.
And you know what? Not everybody feels that way too. So you feeling that way is also a sign.
It's a good,
you know
it's
what I mean?
Symbiotic
right.
or something.
Seems like there's a mutual respect there.
Yes. I do think that's true.
Cool. So you've gotten that on more than one occasion.
Yes.
That's really interesting. And the first time you're like, whoa. And the second time you're like, whoa.
Yeah, it's come up
now. This is really happening.
People have said that I'm a male lesbian, and I don't quite know what it means, but I've decided it's really cool. I think it's good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Confident.
I was recently like acting like a gay guy. Remember?
No. Say more on that. What do you mean?
Oh, well, I guess last night I was talking about Pookie and Jet. You know about them?
Mm-hmm. No.
You guys don't know Pookie and Jet?
This
Bro! You know Pookie and Jet?
Yeah.
Of course you do. They're this like TikTok couple.
Oh, sure.
Oh, they're from, they're not from Texas. They're from like Tennessee or something.
I actually do know who you're talking about. Because somebody like wrote something like this at SNL.
You guys are going to need to be tackling this.
Yes.
And you guys need to do your reporting on this.
They're like super Southern.
Yes.
Yes.
And they're a lesbian couple.
No.
Male couple.
Straight couple.
There's a guy and a girl.
Right.
Stop getting like crazy. Like it's the first normal one.
They're two of a couple of six people.
No.
And they trade partners.
No.
Yes.
And his thing is he's just like, He's always just like complimenting her outfit. Yes. And he's like, Pookie looks absolutely fire tonight. Yes. Yeah, of course you do.
Oh.
No?
It would have been fun if Jet was the girl, but it didn't work out that way.
You don't get it. Right. Jet is the boy. It's classic.
Right. Yeah. It's classic. It's so classic. Yeah. That's what's fun.
Yeah.
And what's cool about it is that like he's pretty gay because he's always like saying that she's hot.
Yeah.
But then getting into the specifics of why, like he kind of know, like he's like, I love this like tapered top and the boots look so gorgeous with the mini skirt and the alligator purse. Like he kind of breaks down her outfit and it's kind of like, you know, I'm pretty sure you're just supposed to pretend to understand the overall effect, but not how it was achieved as a straight guy. Like you're not supposed to know about the cuts. And I feel like I can sometimes have that, I have a little bit of that in me, you know, when I'm like, oh my God, like saying that my girlfriend's hot, then I'm also kind of like knowing about why in a gay way, like also kind of wanting, like being like, oh, it's, I like this with whatever. But I was like, I'm kind of like a closeted gay guy. It was cool. So basically, I understand you.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think there's space for like you to be a lesbian from Brooklyn and me to be a gay guy from the South.
Yeah.
And I like it. Do you think I can be?
Charlie.
Maybe an older woman.
Ooh.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. That's well, not I, honestly, you don't always get to pick.
Have, right. you, okay. have you been described in any sort of other way in this
world? People don't normally talk about me.
Except for Gary. Gary always will.
Gary will. If there's one person I can rely on, it's Gary. He's going to be, he'll talk to me.
You.
He's talking about you.
He's talking about me.
Right.
He's bringing your name up when you're not around.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, let's get back to your teams. I'm serious.
I
was liking that.
Is there more of it?
Yeah, of course. That was only basketball and
football,
hockey. Oh yeah.
So what's your soccer team?
I don't have
Manchester.
I don't really.
And what's your cricket team?
I can't be.
No.
I can't be a guy who's into. I can't be an American guy who's into soccer.
No, that's totally. Like, no,
that's not a type.
It's
of,
like honestly, move.
Yeah, right. It's just all those guys. Have you ever been around like a like an American soccer guy? They're so insufferable. They feel so they feel so special because they know about like what's happening in the Premier League. And
minus
like,
my one friend.
You have one.
Yeah. Oh, minus our friend.
We have one. Yeah,
yeah. But it's different because he comes at it from.
A family
like an Argentine, like he loves like the Argentine soccer team because of his family.
His family's Argentinian?
Yeah.
He gets a pass.
It's pass.
He gets a pass.
It's
pass. That's
he's not re-deriving.
No, totally. Like someone without like a familial connection or like whatever, it's like then you're kind of just like a kid from school who just like randomly takes on a British accent.
Exactly.
It's the same thing. Like, I'm just like, did you guys have any of those?
No.
I wish.
I just.
Okay, this is like when you are writing an email or something and you know, like growing up, did people say like, take out, I just wanted to ask or like, I was just wondering if or like, I just wanted to see, like they'd be like, take that out because it like sounds like unprofessional and like young and like whatever. And now like when you take that out of an email, it's like, you sound weird, mean, rude. Like what's so wrong with like pretending to be like, like you're communicating with I just that like it's not going to be a whole thing. Right. You know what I mean? And if it's genuinely not a whole thing, keep it problem. In. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I feel like the one time where that kind of scrutiny is really merited is if you are sending like a serious email that's like you're negotiating for a salary or you are like trying to like send something to your landlord because you're like, I'm about to like withhold this because you're not doing this, like that kind of email. It's like you want to have someone go through that. You have to seem right, and there are times where it's like you don't want to be seen as a pushover, but those are specific. I found total freedom with emails where I'm like, I'm gonna write this once, send it, no worries. I don't mind sounding a little goofy or however in my emails. Like I just don't have time in my life to be like, oh, is this random email to this like doctor I'm trying to schedule an appointment with, like do I sound, it's like I don't care. Let me be weird.
Yeah.
Same thing with like being on the train sometimes.
Let me be weird.
Yeah, like I'm just going to be like,
I'm going to let my freak flag fly.
I'm like, wait a second. What are you doing on the train?
You're like, hey, dude.
You're like, I don't believe in society's rules. When I get on the train, like, I'm like,
totally. Wait, what?
What are you doing on the train?
No, but you know what I mean? Like, doctor, if I like I'm look attaching. Weird, I'm in a weird outfit on the train, I'm like, whatever. Like, you're welcome, by the way. Like, God, give you something to talk about for once. Bored as fuck in your stupid lives. Why don't you look up for from your phone, look at my weird right. fucking little outfit that I accidentally right. am wearing because I didn't think about it enough, and here I yeah. am.
You're wearing the tuxedo shirt?
Yeah, exactly.
Or it's also like, oh, I know what you guys do. Like, you go to a bar, you meet up your friends. Oh, I saw the weirdest guy on the train. Well, like, here he is.
Right, yeah. Like, any questions?
Take it in. Yeah, like,
ta-da.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I know you guys need a weird guy.
You're welcome for having a little thing for you to talk about. Right. And it doesn't really happen like that with emails. With emails, it's more like, this sounds weird. Like, with emails, it's just like, I'm writing poorly. I'm like,
yeah.
you like being redundant or putting things in a weird right, order. And cares? It's like, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Charlie. I'm wondering if you have any availability, because actually, this sounds awesome.
What are you doing? Yeah,
this sounds pretty professional.
I know. I'm trying to think of like one that I would send
for like a LASIK appointment.
Right. Or actually, maybe it's like, okay, I'm emailing someone on Craigslist. I'm like, hi, I love the chair. When could I come and look at the chair? I'd love to buy the chair.
That's
love
a
Charlie.
Lot for the chair.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing. Chair. I might write that.
You're messing up on purpose.
And then be like sending it, being like, whatever. Like, yeah, I said the
right,
chair a bunch.
Right.
Who cares? Mm.
These examples are kind of crazy.
I got really excited. I think I got a little overstimulated, and I said some stuff.
I think I ultimately understand what you're saying, but,
but
it's
like you're having to read through some like stuff to get there. Basically. Wait, but do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, but I want to say anyway. Something else.
Yeah,
random.
Sorry. By the way, this was your
today
idea.
Today I rode the train that has no section.
Yes, really? I know exactly. What
you did?
Was it the AC?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah. How was it?
Awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
Talk about France.
It was cool. Mm-hmm. They have that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Mm, I never took the train there. I was doing a lot of scootering.
It's nice. The train there is like, I don't, it just feels so much less dangerous.
Even the train there
was
there?
Yes, there was a homeless guy who like was like fitted up. He had like a real, he had like a nice coat. He was asking for money, but he had like a nice coat and like a cool little furry hat. It's
wow,
there's just
cool.
less
little furry hat.
Even the crackheads in Paris even were like, you know, just more approachable and like just right. like less spooky than the New York right. City crackheads.
And the anyway. Trains come every like 3 minutes.
Yes,
that's a ton awesome. Of time. Mm-hmm. That's very often.
It actually is awesome. Like you would, I would like show up and like there'd be other people on the platform and the train would be 5 minutes away and they'd be like, oh c'est ridicule, oh, 5 minutes. And you'd be like, bro, what? Like you would not, like I had to wait 22 right. minutes for a train
yeah. the other night. Totally. Talk about 22 minutes.
Right.
Listen, did you ride a scooter in Paris?
No, I never did that.
Go back.
I never did that.
Turn your little butt right around.
You're going to have a hard conversation with your girlfriend. I have unfinished business.
Hey,
I'm
baby.
So sorry.
I'm hey, baby, you back. Know I did that I'm whole thing back. Just like 1 month ago?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I got to go back.
No, but you do. Because yeah. the truth is, as ancient of a city as Paris is, mm-hmm. it was not finished until they put in the electric scooters, in my opinion.
Wait, are these sort of like the, are these like rebel scooters or are these sort
no,
of like,
they're like
oh,
the,
they're like,
yeah,
they're like
the
like,
Lime
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't get back on those.
I just
did back? Something happen?
Yeah. It's when the last time I got on one of those, I was back home in Austin.
Okay.
And I was riding on the scooter and I tried to pick my phone up to like record something and I lost balance immediately and my like scooter fell down. And then my phone slid into the lake.
Into the lake?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Slid into Lake Austin.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know there was Lake Austin.
We have a couple big man-made lakes.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. My phone slid into the lake, and then it was a whole predicament.
Right. You're that's, like, that's my
that's
phone.
That's a whole predicament.
That was a
like,
whole predicament.
Did you get it back?
No.
Yeah, it's in the lake.
But you didn't fall? You didn't fall?
No, I did fall. I
uh-oh,
fell.
And you fell.
And my phone did a thing where it almost, it looked like it was, it looked like the phone was fucking with me. Because I swear it like stopped and then I looked up at it and then it kept sliding and went into like.
I believe you.
It was like,
I believe you.
That is what it felt like in the
like moment. Literally Looney Tunes.
Yes, truly.
Like looking at me like, oh shit.
You're
yes.
like, phew.
It was,
and then it runs into the lake.
That's really what it felt
that
like.
That sucks that your phone fell in Lake Austin because you threw it in there because you fell off your scooter.
Yeah. It wasn't good.
I'm sorry that happened.
Proving you listened to the story.
Yeah, exactly. And like blaming you a little bit randomly. Yeah.
Because anyway, you threw it because you got scared.
Yeah.
Because of problems you have with your masculinity, maybe.
Because in Texas, like the men don't scooter, basically. Right. You know, I think the most masculine like thing that someone can do that I've seen is like one time I saw a guy going down Prospect Park West on one of those like unicycle electric scooters.
Interesting. This
you know
is
what
not
I mean?
What I thought you were going
no,
to say.
I know. But he was okay, so it's like there's one wheel and his feet it's like I'm like like Empire. His feet were on either side of the wheel, so he's like Okay, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And just like leaning forward a little bit to make the thing go, which, by the way, I love those fucking hoverboards. I think they're amazing. Oh. But because he was a guy, I think, he was just standing there with his arms down. Like,
like doing nothing?
He was in like bored man waiting in line pose, but like shooting down the street in an electric scooter. And I was like, this is incredible. Like, but also like, what are you supposed to do with your hands? Cross them?
Yeah, exactly. Yay! Superman style. Hands up. Wait, let's do my next idea because it's related.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
UGG/headbands.
So this is my idea about like, there's a kind of masculinity you can achieve when you're wearing one feminine piece of clothing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I got Uggs recently and I was like, oh, that'll be fun to have like a slightly more feminine thing. And I put them on. I was like, I've never felt more masculine in my life.
This is fascinating.
Because I'm like, it actually is like, it's making me feel like an Australian guy who's like subverting,
like
who's
Liam like so Hemsworth masculine. Or Chris Hemsworth.
Right. It's like, I'm so like masculine and jacked that like, this can't touch my masculinity.
Mm-hmm. Like when The Rock was in that movie about the Tooth Fairy.
Yes.
Yes.
Where he was the Tooth Fairy.
No. Exactly. That is exactly.
In which he played the Tooth Fairy. Yes. And he had to put on like a tutu. I believe he was the Tooth Fairy Andrews. In that.
He played the titular role.
Yes. Right.
That's how I feel. And it's the same thing with like a headband where I'm like, oh my God, this actually like does, or like a necklace. It's like this totally underscores.
I'm curious what you think about this.
I wanted to bring it up because I was wondering what you thought.
I don't know. Okay. So like, I feel like this is like, this is kind of a wave that's been going on for like the last couple of years.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
If anything, I always thought that like a touch of like those sort of things were like more so being like, hey, I'm chill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of, you're trying to signal like,
I'm good. I'm good.
I'm not thinking scary stuff. Right. Like I'm thinking nice stuff.
Kind of that thing, right. which I think kind of got co-opted by the scary guy community.
Right.
And then totally. I think the scary
they
guy
saw community. That. Right. They said, we
and maybe
we
that's
do
how
this.
It ended up on your list.
Right.
But where you're like the most
I mean,
masculine
I do think that it's like, there's a masculinity to being like, I'm chill. Like I'm actually not worried. Like, cause it's so like, I mean, there is a masculinity that's so fearful and it's like, if you, I'm insecure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then there's also masculinity that's like, yeah, I can wear Uggs because they're comfortable.
Kind of like a bromance.
It's
like
bromance.
Really masculine, excuse me, masculine guys will be like, I'm randomly going to like hug my friend.
Right.
Yeah. Bro, like it's like a bromance. When you hug, when a man hugs his friend, like a bromance.
You know, like Jason Segal.
You know what I mean?
And Paul Rudd, basically.
And they'd be like, I love that guy. Like stuff like that. Right. And hug for like a long time.
Yeah,
I forgot that was like a blockbuster comedy. Just about
huge
two men being friends with each other.
trying to be friends.
That actually was like a cultural like.
Right.
Change the culture.
Yeah.
Right. Do you think?
A watershed, yes. It allowed for male friendships.
I'm picturing like a couple like sixth grade guys when I was in sixth grade. Yeah. I'm picturing sixth grade guys right now. From when I was in sixth grade who like were like the coolest guys of the school.
Yeah.
AKA the most masculine, but like
sure.
A grain of salt, of course.
Sure.
But like, and they would be like, I love this guy about each other, like very like lovey-dovey, or like how Tony Soprano will like kiss his guys on the neck.
That's cool.
You're horny.
I love that.
You'll you kiss know these Italian the guys are always like kissing each other right here. I kind of have to go to work right now. I'm really sorry, but I think I have to go nanny.
No problem. I think
this
we've done a really good
job. Absolutely amazing. I know that feels abrupt, but it's kind
of
right.
We talked about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We covered a lot of
Song of the Week, Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin.
That's great.
Oh. All right.
Charlie chooses a song of the week every week. What do you want to say?
Is it always from like a composer?
Oh, you already did your Normani shout out of the week. Something's happening with my mouth.
Yeah, that's my music. Shout out to Normani and everything she's up to.
Right. And thank God you broke out of Little Mix and we're happy that you're on your own.
Glad you're not in Little Mix.
Natalie's song of the week is a pass.
Okay.
There actually is none because no one was good enough.
Oh.
I'm really sorry. Like, I don't know what to say.
Work a little harder. It's good. You'll motivate them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Devin, thank you so much for coming on. Is there anything you want to plug? Maybe Saturday Night Live?
Yeah. If you guys want to check out Live from New York, it's actually Saturday Night Live. And we've actually got three awesome shows coming up. So,
Hey,
Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Kristen
Wiig. That's awesome.
Yeah, she's coming. It's, you know, it's.
Period.
It's like. When like people like that come on the show, yeah. it's like, for me, it's like, all right, well, this is...
You can chill?
I'll chill.
Totally.
Because it's like, when people come back to the show, it's like, it's their moment to like...
They're like, guess what? I thought of a sketch for 20 years. I've been thinking of one.
Yes. Right. It's like that kind of stuff. Yeah. Or it's just like, I don't know, you've got a bunch of characters or reprises that you have to do.
Right,
right. So like, for me...
Right. Oh, you pitch wait. Gilly.
I just...
Be cool if we did like Target Lady. Like yeah. that'd be what if I was Target Lady this time totally. And you were one of the and I was being weird to
There's
you.
There's two Target Ladies.
Yeah.
they're both me and you're not in it. All right. Well, let's end it. Like, thank you so much, Devin, and goodbye, yeah. Charlie. Goodbye,
thank you so much, Devin, and goodbye, Natalie.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.